Hello, my name is Murray Gordon, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Today I'm here with John Madden from Inventus Operations Management.
That's correct.
Well, tell me a little bit about the company, what you guys do. I know you're obviously an ISV, but just give me some background.
Okay, so I'm in the mobile division. Our software product is used in chemical plants, refineries, power plants, any kind of manufacturing facility.
So I can imagine dirty environments.
Dirty environments. These are rugged handhelds.
Yeah.
You can drop them, kick them.
Yeah, step on them like all the tough book ads kind of thing.
Hazardous rating and all that. And it's for the field operators collecting data. We interface with temperature guns and vibration probes. And
okay. Cool. Now, in terms of kind of the history for development for you guys, have you always been playing in the mobile space and on different platforms? Or has it always been, compact and...
They predate me in the company. It was Windows 95 laptops many years ago. But, yeah, it's always been mobile.
Okay, cool. And in terms of, I know you just went through a kind of a UI refresh. Tell me a little bit about that. What were the business drivers that kind of pushed you there? And then, how successful has it been?
So, in addition to the mobile product... there's a whole suite of desktop tools to help manage the building of the rounds, scheduling of the rounds, server-side tools, reporting tools. And for those desktop pieces, about 18 months ago, we moved to WPF.
Nice.
The great thing about that whole experience was not only did it give us a chance to give the users a better usability experience, mm-hmm. but that kind of step change in technology is also a great time to analyze your architecture. You don't get as much pushback from your developers in terms of changing things. You can kind of re-architect things and make a better overall product as well.
Now, how was WPF received internally with developers? I mean, how was that transition? I know.
Most of them.
WinForms.
Most of them are excited about it.
Cool.
A little pushback on a couple of them, but
Now, have you, traditionally, like the UI design. Did that come from an outside firm and you were given the UI, or did your developers essentially create the UI?
Yeah, we're one-stop shop and we do everything.
Right on. So with that transition, has it been pretty smooth, kind of moving to that whole kind of, you're able to split off the design aspect?
Like I said, making that step change in technology, it gave us a chance to re-architect and really kind of create that separation that wasn't always there before.
Yeah.
Should have been, but wasn't always there.
Well, that's good.
It's been a good experience.
Well, tell me a little bit about, I know from a Windows Mobile standpoint, obviously we're here at Mix. Big push is Windows Phone 7. You guys currently are supporting, Windows Mobile 6.x.
Yeah, we got customers.
So how is that kind of story and what's
even
your...
Even with Mobile 5.
Yeah.
These are rugged devices. They're expensive.
Yeah.
These companies keep them for 3 or 4 years. It's not like your typical phone that people throw away after 6 months or something.
Yeah, these are like $5,000, $10,000 devices, right?
They're not quite that.
They're up there,
We're looking at supporting Mobile 5, continuing that support.
Okay.
Mobile 6 is what new devices are shipping with, of course.
Yeah.
Our OEMs are not necessarily pushing to Mobile 7 right away or for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Part of what we're seeing here today is, of course, focus on Mobile 7, more the consumer side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have our feet in the Mobile 6 world, including... a disconnected environment.
Mm-hmm.
When you're outside of the plant, you don't always have connectivity. And in fact, we kind of count on you not having connectivity.
Yeah, because you fill in a lot of those gaps in how that application performs. That's cool. Now, in terms of Windows Phone 7 and where you're looking at adopting that in the future, what are your thoughts and what are the things that are maybe sparked up at the conference?
Yeah, looking at this technology, you got that same step change, right?
Yeah.
If we can use that to drive towards new customers, the plant manager now looking at analytics on his phone, not so much affecting the outside operator, but if we can expand our user base with some really compelling graphics and usability experience on this phone, I think that's going to be a big win.
Kind of like increase the catalog of products, more money, which is always key. Well, cool. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem.
I really appreciate it, John, and enjoy the Mix conference.
All right. Thank you.